and this is All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. The International Champions Cup is coming to Charlotte this weekend. European soccer club Arsenal FC will take on Fiorentina at Bank of America Stadium on Saturday. It will be the club's first appearance in the Queen City, and it's predicted to draw thousands of fans into Uptown. Michael Petko is the president of the Queen City Gooners, a local fan club for Arsenal, which is hosting a number of events through the weekend, and he's on the line now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how big of a deal is it to have Arsenal and Fiorentina playing in Charlotte this weekend?
I can't speak for Fiorentina fans, but for Arsenal fans, it's going to be great. It's amazing. They don't come over very often, so for Charlotte to get picked was huge.
Yeah. And what kind of events do you guys have planned?
Well, tonight starts off. We kick off tonight at Re-Raw Charlotte. That's our home pub. We meet for all the games here. During the season. And basically, we've got a question and answer session with a pretty big Arsenal blogger, also a pretty big YouTube Arsenal account, Robbie, Lyle, and Andrew Magnum from ArsBlog are going to be here for question and answer series for just open for everybody to come listen and ask their questions. And then tomorrow from 10 in the morning about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Re-Raw has actually closed off Tryon Street in front of the pub, and we're going to have basically like a big street party tailgate, bands and food and all kinds of good stuff. And Arsenal legend's going to come by too and sign some stuff.
The Queen City Gooners, your fan club, was founded in 2011. Tell us how it got started.
Basically, myself and one other guy who's not really involved anymore. We kind of looked around and we knew a lot of Arsenal fans that we'd either played soccer with or just interacted with. And we'd always watch games, at home or with family members and that kind of thing. And we kind of looked at each other and we're like, well, we know a lot of people. You know, there's an organization called Arsenal America out there that allows branches to be formed. And so we got together and found a pub and started there. Pretty meager start, but it's grown a lot. So.
And have you actually seen Arsenal play live before?
I actually have. I've been very fortunate. I went over in 2007 with my dad to watch a game. And then I took my family. We went over a couple years back and saw them as well.
Yeah, I think, but is this the first time that they played in Charlotte, as far as you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, they don't come over very often. There's a definite market that they do see over here. But they do split time between Asia and other countries as well during their off-season tours. But yeah, this is the first time, and probably the first time for a long time, that they will be in Charlotte for sure.
Soccer seems to be enjoying a boost in popularity in the U.S., and part of that might be attributed to the U.S. women's soccer team. But it certainly still has a ways to go before catching up to, say, football. Why do you think that is, and do you think that's changing?
I do think that is changing quite a bit. I know it's one of the most popular youth sports for sure. Both my boys play for the local team here, Charlotte Soccer Academy, and they are huge. And I know it's huge in the youth area. And you know, with some of the problems that the NFL has seen with the concussions and that kind of stuff, I think a lot of parents are starting to see, and not that you can't get concussions in soccer, obviously, but parents are starting to see the value in the game, and they're starting to understand it a little bit more. There is definitely a long way to go. I do agree with you, though, as far as popularity wise.
Well, Charlotte may be emerging as a soccer town. You know, we have the Gold Cup and now the International Champions Cup for the next 5 years. Panthers owner David Tepper is also lobbying for a Major League Soccer team. What's your hope for soccer in the Charlotte area moving forward?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I think
if we got Major League Soccer, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think if he did do the MLS and brought that here, it would be an amazing thing. I think the city will be ready for it. I think we've got a lot of interest, and it's a growing city. And again, having such good youth teams around, that could basically be the youth system. Very similar to what Atlanta United did. I think it could really catch on and be amazing here in Charlotte.
Michael Pecco is the president of the Queen City Gooners, a fan club for Arsenal, which plays Fiorentina at the Bank of America Stadium Saturday night as part of the International Champions Cup. Michael Pecco, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And All Things Considered continues in just a moment.